gravity of the alcohol problem. But we still, what we shall have, we shall do a little use if our attitude is unfairness or hostility. Drinkers will not stand for it. After all, our problems were of our own making. Bottles were only a symbol. Besides, we have stopped fighting until we reach the next one.
Okay, that's a reading for tonight. Next up, the floor is yours, Gene.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Gene, and I am an alcoholic.
Hey, Gene.
Of the hopeless variety is described in this book, and it's always an honor to be up here and speak in front of my fellows. I am a member of the Orleans Men's Big Book Step Study, a former member of the old Hyannis group, and visitor down here whenever I can delude myself into thinking that my eyes are better than they are. So, you know, the most important thing for me is to remember that if I'd known my last drink was going to be my last drink, I would have had another. And that's just the truth of my own experience. And I carry that with me, but, you know, I didn't even know that that was the truth. So, you know, my story isn't about how I quit drinking, you know. And what I want to talk to you about today is how I stay sober. And, you know, it's a living thing, you know. I mean, life is a miracle itself. Now, in order for me as an alcoholic to have any possibility of enjoying that or even recognizing that, you know, I had to put down a drink, you know. But once I did that, I began to learn about what it meant to be a human being, because I had no clue. My self-centeredness had basically separated me from the rest of humanity. And I had no clue that that's what's going on, but by getting a sponsor and by working these steps in my life and by the guidance of some really extraordinary human beings who were also members of this group, my friend Erland over there, Bobby, Big John back there, Dennis, and a couple who passed on, Lucky and Dale, you know, with their encouragement and their willingness to share their own experience in an honest and informative way, you know, that's really what brought me into Big Book Step Study, was that these guys were on a different level. They were talking to me in a way I'd never experienced before. So I knew they had something going on. But what really impressed me is that they were willing to talk about their failures, practicing these principles in all their affairs. They would be honest with me about that. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more encouraging than watching a guy who has 20 years of sobriety in a total mess over a situation with a young lady, you know, that... You know, I mean, this guy's no spring chicken, you know what I'm saying? He's been around the block a couple of times, but he's out of his freaking gourd. But he's willingly sharing that, you know, while he was involving himself in this, he put down this work. You know, he wasn't reading 84 to 88 on a daily basis. He wasn't meditating. He wasn't helping others. He went back into his self-centered, you know, desires, and you know, the results were, there he was, 20 years sober, freaking crying, you know. But he didn't pick up a drink because he knew where to go. He knew the solution was in this book. He knew that if he went back to the work, he could get through this. He knew that if he helped others, he could get through this. And I mean, there's nothing more, you know, nothing hit me more than that, and that was Dale. I don't mind saying that. I'm sure he wouldn't either, you know. But that's the kind of honesty I got from men in this room. And, you know, I'll be forever grateful for that. But as far as practicing these principles in all my affairs, I can't do it. You know, what, an order? You know, it's not about being perfect, as it says. He claims spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. And that's what keeps me involved in this a day at a time. That's why I read 84 to 88. That's why I pray. That's why I meditate. And most importantly, because that makes me available to the solution, which is working with others. Now, why would that be the solution? You know, I can remember when I first started out working with others, it was all about me. It was all about me. I'd get upset when guys drank. I thought I failed. Or I'd be mad at them because, you know, why wouldn't they want what I had? You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a slap in the face to me. But with the help of some guys who had a lot more experience than I began to understand that this is about how I relate to the world and its people. It's about how I relate to another human being on such a visceral level, such a, you know, if this guy is an alcoholic, you know, I understand that. I understand that I can't pick up a drink a day at a time. And to convey to him how I do that, you know, without, you know, beating him over the head with the big book or telling him he's got to go to church or even telling him he's got to, you know, do just about anything. What I do is I share my experience with him. And by continuing to share my experience with him, I can see how he reacts. I'm there as a witness to that man's sobriety. Whether he picks up a drink or whether he gets sober, it really doesn't make any difference. I'm going to learn something. I'm going to learn something about me. And I'm going to become a better human being. And that's the beauty of this. The ideal, I think, is unconditional love. And I know for a fact that the men that I was speaking of and my sponsor as well, that's what they were practicing. There was no fear involved. There was no expectation that I was even listening, you know. They weren't trying to push me this way or that way. They were just trying to honestly communicate because they recognized my condition as their own. And that's what I try to do today. And I can't do that without practicing these principles. So my introduction to practicing these principles didn't start at the candy store, didn't start with my girlfriend, didn't start with my family, because I still have issues in those areas. And those I get to practice and work on, you know, as I go along. It happens when I work with another alcoholic. Because the unconditional love that was given to me, I can begin to open up my heart and see the humanity in another man, learn from his experience by watching him, by sharing, by identifying with him, which again brings a deeper level of my own humanity. You know, I can laugh with him, you know, and it's, you know, it's something not to be missed. I didn't have that in my life. When I was sitting at the bar, you know, I was just mouthing off. I was talking the stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, with these guys, it's a different thing because I know how desperate I was when I came into the rooms. And I wasn't even drinking, you know, but you know, everything, I mean, it was just the darkest place I'd ever been in my life, and I saw no hope, and I was frustrated by the lack of things I was quite certain I needed on a daily basis. You know, a woman and money and a car and a house and all this stuff that I didn't have and I didn't think I was ever going to get, and it was driving me out of my freaking mind. But because guys could, they said, yeah. I've been there, you know. Yeah. You know, you just keep coming, you know. As Lucky used to say, play the game. Play the game. And as Dale used to say, not picking up that first drink is the ante to get into the game. So, you know, for me, that's what this last part of this step is all about. I mean, I've worked with, I could tell you stories about guys I've worked with and the, you know, the ridiculous stuff that goes on. And not much of it resembles what goes on in this book, which, you know, is probably because it was written in the 30s and probably because these guys were, dealing with their times. Today it's different, you know. I mean, I've had guys pull guns on me. I've had a guy try to stab me. I've had guys piss in my car, puke in my car, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it never mattered. I never, ever was afraid. Not once. Because when I'm standing with another alcoholic who's asking me for help, I'm as close to a power which is greater than myself as I'll ever be. I mean, I can feel it. There's a sense of peace and serenity and knowing that I'm in the right place right at that moment. It's, you know, it's something we should not miss. You know, nothing really in my life has given me more more hope, more assuredness that I'm improving, that I have the possibility for improvement on a daily basis as working with another alcoholic. It's opened everything up. I mean, I'm different with my girlfriends. I'm different with my family, you know, all from working with others because I can begin to connect. I can begin to realize that power greater than myself, that spiritual principles will solve all my problems, whatever they are. As long as I keep doing this work, as long as I stick to the 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis, I will be safe and protected from picking up a drink. That's huge. But it also opens up my heart. And there's nothing like that. Thanks, guys.